It was an unknown wilderness. It wasn't long before they went into the wide valleys of Kentucky through the Cumberland Gap.
Welcome to this edition of Old Kentucky Tales, the only podcast that solemnly swears that none of its participants have ever used the term brew-through to describe a drive-through liquor store. Today's title is the Kentucky Accent Quiz. I am your host, Brent Taylor, Assistant Professor of History at West Kentucky Community and Technical College, and with me is the man who swears up and down that and are not part of the traditional Kentucky accent. He is an associate professor of communication at WKCTC, Jason Donner.
I like that one a lot.
You might have to start using that on the first day of class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
In this episode of Old Kentucky Tales, the main event will include having Jason take an accent quiz. We will also hear reactions to the show from our Old Kentucky voicemails. And along the way, don't forget to support the fake history sponsors who support Old Kentucky Tales. The products are real, only the sponsorship is fake.
Three don'ts that will make your iron last longer. Don't use your iron if handle is rickety. Always have your iron handle tightened at the first sign of looseness. Don't pull plug from iron socket while cord is connected to outlet. If your iron is automatic, use thermostat to regulate heat instead of pulling plug. Don't drop your iron. Of course you wouldn't do this intentionally, but use every precaution against it. Always set iron firmly on a stand or its heel rest, never on a slippery place. Keep bottom of iron clean by wiping with damp cloth when cool, or by using mild abrasive or fine steel wool if necessary. Never immerse iron in water. Never wrap cord around hot iron. Community Public Service Company, Incorporated.
They needed this ad?
I'm thinking that it's the Great Depression generation again.
Right.
And they just can't bring themselves to ever buy a second anything.
Okay.
And they really want to make this stuff last.
I think that's it.
That's part of it. Part of it, too, is that this is an electric company.
Right.
And they really want you to use this electric iron.
Yeah.
And they don't want you to maybe using the old-fashioned iron.
Or, right.
That you just get heat used up to this. And whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense. And they also don't want you to electrocute yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, pulling the socket out and touching it. And of course, you wouldn't put it in your mouth.
No.
They really kind of dumb it down here.
I hate stuff like this.
Right.
You know, where it says, don't use your cordless screwdriver to put together this thing that has 53 screws.
Yes, don't brush your teeth with this.
Yeah.
Right. Well, but again,
or like ear cleaners. Cleaners say nothing about your ears. Have you ever noticed that?
My ears just are naturally clean, I assume.
But the box on the ear cleaners shows you like cleaning computers and keyboards and this kind of thing, but nothing about your ear.
What?
And that's the only thing you use it for.
What are you talking about? You mean a Q-tip?
Yeah, Q-tips.
You're not supposed to put that thing in your ear, I guess, if we have to talk about it.
Yeah, that's
you're
but
not
that's
supposed
what they
say. To do that.
But what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I don't know, because that's what everybody does.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what they are.
What about the iron, though, Brent?
The iron?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. They're treating you like you're never going to be able to iron anything unless we tell you all these stupid things not to do.
Maybe the iron was new for people, though. I mean,
an electric iron in that era is probably new to some regions.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably going to be true.
But, I mean, it's pretty apparent that you don't want to drop it.
Yeah.
Or
I mean,
slam
even
it
if you knew nothing
anything.
About it, you wouldn't want to drop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Of course you wouldn't do this on purpose, it says.
Now, honestly, Brent, do you iron?
On occasion.
You will iron.
I probably iron twice a year.
Right. You ever just throw it in the dryer and hope for the best?
I do that with most things.
Yeah.
Ties, I can't do that with, though. So you got to actually iron a tie.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, how are your ties getting all wrinkly?
If you tie them, there are seat belts, and it'll happen.
Okay.
But now we're time for some fan stuff.
Yeah.
So we've got
like
some fan activity, don't
pretend
we?
Pretend that I don't know this is coming.
That's a really good reaction.
We have voicemail?
We do indeed have voicemail. We also have some Instagram followers.
Oh, that's right.
So what was happening on Instagram, Jason?
Well, we recorded one of our podcasts at Murray State today. Actually,
that was a lot of fun,
wasn't it? We did it live. Yeah, we did it there at the Pogue Library.
A raucous crowd.
Yeah, we got some feedback here on some of our Instagram from Frenchtown Station, Fat Guy Cantry, Justin Lewis, Something for Nothing podcast. Yeah, pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
And now I think we need to go to the phones and listen to this message that we got.
Thanks for calling Old Kentucky Tales. For English, press 1.
Para español, marque dos ahora.
For old-timely Kentucky talk, dial 3 on your rotary phone right now, y'all.
Your call is important to us. All of our historians, speech critiquers, and producers are currently unavailable. If you know your party's 4-digit extension number, you may dial now. For all other inquiries and comments, stay on the line and leave a message after the tone.
Hoi, mates! I was searching for Old Queensland Tales on iTunes, and I accidentally clicked on one of your programs. At first, all I noticed was the funny accents. Then I heard you talking about a bloke named John James Audubon and his encounter with opossums. That reminds me of the first time I saw a Tasmanian devil in the flesh. They're such little beauties, just like the opossum. I can't believe Kentuckians used to eat marsupials. Crikey!
Accents are funny things, aren't they, Jason?
They are. They come and go.
They do?
Yeah, they jump from one country to the next.
They
sometimes they're
do.
Irish. Sometimes they're Australian. No, that was pretty good. Pretty good. It's depressing. I know who you're referring to, and it's sad. It's sad. Poor guy.
Or maybe it's just a tribute.
Yes. Maybe it's a general Australian, Irish, English, Brentish, very Brentish. That's the way I would put it.
So if I were to live in Australia, that's what it might sound
yeah,
like.
Yeah, don't say more than 3 words in a row. Oh, man. Oh, I hope you don't mind. You're good.
All right.
Yeah, you're going for it.
And you know what, though? It is time for the moment we've all been waiting for.
The main event.
Round 1.
Jason, you are going to take an accent quiz.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
So this is going to determine my accent.
Yes, it will. So right, you have to answer truthfully.
I will try to be totally honest.
That's right.
Okay.
So we are ready here. So, Jason, how would you address a group of 2 or more people?
I would say you all.
Is that what you've always said?
Yeah. Well, not when I was a little boy. But I don't say y'all. So I said you all.
Okay. So we'll go with you all.
Select you all.
All right. Nobody does that. Nobody in America does that. Only you.
Yes.
What would do you call the small road parallel to the highway?
What do you mean? Oh, that other road?
There's supposed to be a small road parallel to some highway somewhere, and it's supposed to have it. However,
I'll look at the list.
It says that we have them, but there's no word for them. And there's also a choice that says you've never heard of this concept.
No, I've heard of it, but I have no idea. But,
so,
I mean,
no word for it.
Right.
Okay.
Honestly.
That sounds good.
I know
that
it's an access good. Road, though.
Right, then.
Go ahead.
That's also pretty cold. Hardly anybody doesn't have the word for it.
It's a road.
Yeah. What do you call the area of grass between the sidewalk and the road?
The curb. No?
So,
is that the curb?
Well, the curb is the hard concrete thing, right?
So the grass between has a name.
It's supposed to in some regions.
I'm going to say never heard of it.
Okay, there is a choice for I have no word for this. So we're going to just simply say that we don't have a word for it.
Well, this is neat.
Yes. Now, that's pretty common.
Yeah.
Apparently, most people don't have a word for that.
We do not have a word for that.
Unless you're way up in the upper Midwest, you might have a word for that.
Okay, this is cool. I actually like this.
Yeah. Do you call the sweet spread that is put on a cake frosting?
Or is icing. That in the quiz?
It's the quiz.
Are you?
Is it frosting?
You're messing with me. Frosting or?
Frosting or icing?
Oh, frosting, definitely.
So it's frosting.
Yes.
Okay.
No, wait. Icing. Icing.
Well, we also have a choice for frosting both? And icing refer to different things, or you can say
icing.
Both. Do you use them interchangeably?
Okay, I would say both, actually. Okay, I interchange it.
So we're going
to
change
the
answer.
50-50.
Okay, we're going to go with both. Sometimes it's frosting, sometimes it's icing.
I'm sorry.
Depending
I'll grow
on
up.
The nature of your sweet spread.
Sweet spread.
You might use either one of those particular terms. Okay, I'm with you. Not very common. A little common in the South, it says. What do you call a drive-through liquor store?
A drive-through liquor store.
Okay, so apparently we have these
is
in our area,
name?
But we have no special term for
them. Oh, I don't
them.
Know.
Is that true?
Cool. I don't know. I don't know. Don't you have to go in and look around anyway? I guess if you know what you want.
Not for some people. Some people pull right up there and they hit the little strip and
I got
ding dings.
Yeah.
And is it a brew through?
No, is it I've never heard that.
It's a cool name, but I've never heard of that either.
I've never heard
of
any of
these. Is it a party barn?
No.
A beer barn?
No.
Apparently we have them, but we have no special term for them. Okay,
I don't know who these people are.
Now, very common in Kentucky. We have these. We
this
don't
one.
Have a name for it. Yeah. But also common in Arizona, which is weird.
Okay, well.
What do you call the small gray bug that curls up into a ball when it is touched?
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. A slug? No. That little thing?
Okay. I'll give you some choices. Pill bug?
Oh, yeah. I'll say roly-poly.
Roly-poly?
Yes.
Okay, let's
roly-poly.
Go.
Roly-poly.
Let's go with... Well, I mean, there's also millipede, centipede.
Oh, it's not... It's
wood
not
louse,
that. No.
Twiddle bug?
I don't know. That
basketball just... bug. What? I know
no.
what the creature is, but I don't have a word for it. I've
no,
never
I'm
heard of this creature.
I'm roly-poly. Roly-poly's
roly,
good. Poly. I can look at the list.
Roly-poly. Oh, very common in the South.
All right,
then.
You're on the next one? Okay.
I am on to the next one because you decided roly-poly.
Right.
What do you call the rubber-soled shoes worn in gym class for athletic activities?
I know there are different words for this that are fun and cute, but I call them tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes is on the list.
Yep.
And we will go with it. And that's very common everywhere but the Northeast and South Florida.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Just a little universal map. Yeah, we've got a heat
about
map
my
here.
Answer. It's got a little.
Yeah.
It gets red where they say tennis shoes.
It does.
This is such a cool thing.
It's amazingly cool.
We'll tell them how to get to this at the end.
Yeah, we will.
Make them listen to all of it first and ruin it.
Oh, 24 minutes, baby. Then we'll tell you the link.
Yeah.
I like how you think. What do you call it when the rain falls while the sun is shining?
The rain falls
while the sun is shining.
That does not have a name.
Sure it does.
Why
it's
does
pineapple
everything
rain.
Have to have a name? What? Really?
Pineapple rain.
That's on there?
Fox's wedding? The monkey's wedding.
No.
The wolf is giving birth.
Who are these
backwoods? You look out the window and you say, hey, look, the wolf is giving birth.
The wolf is giving birth.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say it now. It's the sweet spread of the sun.
Liquid sun?
I have no idea. That does not have a name for me.
So
I'm
maybe
sorry.
I have no term or expression.
Maybe I'm
for
reading
this.
Too many books.
You're not talking to enough people who have this colorful language.
I'm not watching. I'm not watching enough Andy Griffith Show is what it is. All right, keep
true,
going.
True,
I'm trying
true.
To be honest.
That's pretty
though.
Common. That's pretty. Nobody has a word for that,
no.
apparently. Except in the East, the far. Yeah,
the wolf is having a baby. What was
Southeast.
It? The wolf did what?
Giving birth.
Oh, okay, right.
Giving birth, yeah. What is the distinction between dinner and supper? And by the way, we had like a 10-minute conversation in class about this.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say nothing. Now, technically... I say dinner. You want a real answer? Okay.
Well,
dinner is earlier than supper. Supper comes later.
Okay. So
yes, and that's a British kind of thing.
So supper is an evening meal.
Yeah.
Dinner is eaten
right.
earlier.
Yeah, earlier, maybe a little bit lighter meal.
Okay.
That's my answer.
Okay. Well, that is on the list.
Yeah.
I think we will go for that.
Okay.
A little bit cold, apparently. Not
oh,
everybody believes in that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you call the insect that flies around in the summer and glows in the dark?
Oh, that's a lightning bug.
Obviously a lightning bug. Do you also use it interchangeably with firefly?
No.
Do you call it a peeny wally?
Never.
All right, then. So we're going straight with lightning bug.
People say firefly sometimes, but it's a lightning bug.
Yes, it is. Very common here. We're actually the center of that hub for that particular usage of that word. What do you call a traffic jam caused by drivers slowing down to look at an accident or other diversion on the side of the road?
Okay, I got this one. They're rubbernecking.
Okay.
No, there's another word for it. Hold on.
Okay. Is it gaper's block?
No.
Is it gaper's delay?
What are the... No.
Is it gawk block? You know, like the last time you were late to the way on the way to work, and you said, "I am so sorry, Dean Shirley.
Gawk.
I got gawk blocked on my way to work, and I just couldn't get in here."
Everyone, he's saying gawk, G-A-W-K, just in case.
Leslie especially, right? Yeah, gawk block.
I don't want her to. Yes, gawk is all right.
But
what about your accent? I would say rubbernecking, but there's another word where people do that.
Is it a looky-loo?
No, just do rubbernecking, even though that doesn't. Right. I don't think I've ever said that.
It is the term for it, though.
Yeah, no,
but apparently nobody else says that.
It's correct.
All right. What do you call the big road on which you drive relatively quickly?
The interstate.
Uh-huh. We do not have that as a term here. We have highway.
What?
We have freeway, parkway.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Turnpike.
I'd probably say highway.
Highway. Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at all these, by the way, folks.
We will go with highway.
I'm not just
pretty
picking the first one.
Pretty common in the East. Pretty common in the East. Also in Missouri.
Yeah, it's the highway.
What do you call the large wildcat native to the Americas?
I don't know. What
mountain
what
is? Lion?
Oh, that thing?
Cougar?
Yeah, I'd probably call it mountain lion.
What about mountain screamer?
No.
Catamount?
Catamount.
Panther?
Mountain cat? These are jokes, right?
The painter?
I don't think a cougar is the same thing as a panther and a puma. I think they're different animals, first of all, but I would say mountain lion.
You're going to go with mountain lion. All right, we will go with mountain lion on that one. Pretty standard across the... Except for Washington State and Miami.
Right.
Weird. Those places are just so far afield that they use something different. Yeah, uh-huh. How do you pronounce the second syllable of the thing you wear night-night?
Pajamas. Jam.
So pajama
like
eating
jam. Yes,
okay.
Like jam.
All right, so we're going to choose jam there.
Pajamas.
That's a little bit more Midwestern than Southern.
Pajamas. Is that what you were expecting? Pajamas.
That's actually more common in the South.
Crikey.
How do you pronounce the yummy stuff that's in the candy bar, that's in the Rolo?
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of sugary
and
yummy.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm thinking too much about this. It's caramel.
Caramel, two syllables.
Yeah,
caramel. It's not caramel with
three?
No. Do you use them interchangeably?
It's for fancy people. Do I? No.
Okay, caramel.
I think I kind of read it like that in my head, but I say caramel.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I put a lot of thought into it.
That's kind of Midwestern, but also Eastern Kentuckian, which is interesting.
I think maybe I'm trying to make myself Midwestern-y.
You're trying to fail the quiz? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we're kind of close.
Okay. What do you call an easy high school or college class like calm?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just slap me down. Well, I'm going to look at the list, but... none of those lists have ever been said in my presence.
So it's not
a
bird?
So it'd be other. Well, you mean like...
It's not a meat?
No.
A meat class?
Yeah. It's like an easy A is what people...
Yeah, use. Easy
or
A.
Or a bunny course.
Yeah. Crypt course.
Yeah.
Crypt course.
I'm going to have to say other.
We'll go with other.
None of
that.
Those are
I agree
real.
With that. I've
Maybe
never
blow
heard
off,
any...
But
a blow-off class?
Yeah, you just blow it off. I don't know. Just
I like
other.
Other. Let's go with other.
Yeah.
All right. Also very common in Kentucky, also very common in the far West. That's unusual, I think.
Okay.
How do you pronounce the word that's spelled B-E-E-N?
Ben.
So like set. So
yeah, like eh.
So the okay, so been like how like, have you been?
Right, how have
it's,
you been?
It's not been, how have you been?
No.
Is it how have you been? Like an I.
Been?
Been. Been or been?
Ben. I'm gonna say been, honestly.
Ben?
I'd probably say been.
Been?
Yeah, with an I.
With
yeah,
an
like
I.
It.
How have you been?
Right. That's
how,
probably
how,
what I
how
do.
Have you been?
It's proper.
Yeah, I'm thinking I do the I.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
Very common, very common. Especially Southeast, it looks
like. How many
like.
More of these things?
Oh, only like 200 to 300 more.
Okay.
We're getting close.
We are, yeah.
What do you call a traffic situation in which several roads meet in a circle?
Several roads meet in a circle. You mean the clover leaf? Is that on the list?
This is more like a small-time thing, like up around the St. Louis Zoo.
Oh,
they've got
that,
them. And
I would call that a roundabout.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to go with roundabout there.
Yeah.
All right. Pretty common most places except for the extreme northeast.
There's one in Nashville like that. Do you know the one I mean? It has a statue right in the middle of it. There's a circle right there.
I've been
like on DeMunbrin.
The one that I'm thinking of is the St. Louis Zoo.
I hope
they've
I'm
got three
that
or four
right.
of them there.
Yeah.
I don't. The Nashville thing is
almost
not ringing a
killed
bell with
myself
me.
On that one time.
They're
almost
dangerous.
Drove up on the statue.
Yeah.
It was so rainy.
It
and
it,
all of a sudden, the road
be like
became
that.
A circle. And I was like, slam on brakes. Okay.
Yeah, but it was rainy.
Yeah.
And so the brakes don't work. What do you call the long sandwich that contains cold cuts, lettuce, and other yummy things?
Sub.
A sub. We're going to go with a sub.
Yeah.
Was it not a sarnie?
No.
Or a baguette?
Yeah, some people call it a grinder.
A
hoagie,
grinder.
Hero. No.
Sub is what we say,
sub
right?
is what we say, but I definitely say sub.
Me too. Very common most places. How do you pronounce the woman married to your uncle?
Ant.
Ant like the bug.
Yes, ant like
we're,
the bug.
We're going to go with that then, and that's also fairly common,
yeah.
except for the far north, it looks like.
Yes.
What would you call a sale of unwanted items on your porch, yard, or other place?
I'd say it's a yard sale.
A yard sale. It is not a patio sale or a car boot?
No.
Or a tag
Some
sale?
Some people say rummage or garage.
Nobody says rummage, do they?
Would I say yard sale? Garage
yard
sale.
Yard sale. Probably yard sale, right?
I think I'd say yard sale.
All right, let's
We're
go
having
with,
a yard sale, yeah.
Yep, yard sale. Very common here and east of here.
Okay.
How do you pronounce the thing you color with?
A crayon.
So crayon.
Crayon.
Crayon with two syllables.
Okay.
All right, then.
Keep going. Not everything's funny.
That. That's true. Deep South kind of a thing.
Okay.
What do you call something that is across both streets from you at an intersection?
How should I know?
Is
what do
it,
you mean?
Is it Kitty Cross? Is it is it Kitty Wampus? Is it Catter Corner?
I think I actually said this thing today, and it
what
sounded weird coming out of my mouth. I meant diagonal. You remember I said that, Todd? I said Catty Cornered.
Okay, so we're going with Catty Corner.
I actually
if
said
you
it.
Said it today, it counts. The closest thing we got there is Kitty Wampus. So we're going to go with Catty Corner.
Yeah.
Catty Corner.
It's weird, though.
Very common in the South. How do you pronounce the first syllable of the guy who tries to throw you in jail?
Lawyer. Lawyer.
So law like flaw. It's not loy, lawyer, like boy?
Lawyer. No, I would never say
lawyer
that.
Or
say
lawyer.
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 Well, let me use it in a sentence. Lawyer. Lawyer. Yeah, I'd say lawyer.
I'd go get a because he practices
what
law.
Maybe he tries to throw you in jail, though.
Prosecutors do that.
Well, oh, yeah, okay, that kind of lawyer.
Yeah,
yeah I think
yeah.
a lawyer is a good thing.
Oh, I see.
Like help you.
Okay. I've been reading too much Ben Franklin. He didn't like lawyers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you call a sweetened carbonated beverage? For your final question, Jason.
Definitely I call it Coke.
Yeah, no matter what it is, it could be an RC, it could be... And then they simply say, hey, we have Pepsi, and you're like, that's fine, but give me a Coke.
I do say Coke.
Yes, indeed. And so now...
So what does that mean to me?
It means that this thing has identified your accent as being red hot all throughout the state of Kentucky.
Oh, my gosh.
Louisville, Lexington, and Chattanooga being the cities most like your accent.
Okay.
Also southern Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a little bit into Kansas, southern
Kentucky,
Kansas there.
It's pretty red. Isn't that neat? That's something how that works.
It is amazing. Yes, that was right. A New York Times accent quiz.
But these are words, really. Yeah, I mean, the dialect of your wording choice, yeah, really determines that. It's hard to control that completely. You can fake some of it. You can say soda pop if you want to.
You can try to change it, but when you get push comes
to
shove,
that's
you will go
accurate.
To default. Oh, it was very accurate.
I mean, Kentucky's like just right in the middle there.
Yeah, that's the one. And it identified us as having Kentucky accents, which is good because we do. And we got to pay for a bill here. T.O. Brodus, dealer in fresh meats, corn, dried beef, fresh and smoked tongues. Phone 39, Richmond, Kentucky. So are you a fresh tongue man or a smoked tongue man?
Yeah. No, I don't understand why people do that.
I don't either. I just
there's
I
a
think
lot of meat
tongue.
On that thing.
Oh, it's all meat.
Well, not the tongue, I mean the cow.
Oh, the cow.
Do we need the tongue?
That's true. It's like with all the other cuts, you can't
it's not enough
do better than the than
to
the tongue.
Eat the entire thing. But and the brains. And the tongue, yeah. That's
I don't
a
know.
Tough one to swallow, you know what I'm saying?
I'll never top that.
Yeah, stop.
So we're to the takeaway. What is the thing that has impressed you most about your accent quiz?
I thought I would beat it a little bit. I tried to be honest. I really did. And I thought it would skew a little bit more northern, a little bit more Midwestern. Because
but it really didn't.
Yeah, in my mind, it's like that.
So you can't escape your accent.
Not those words. Yeah, I mean, those are the words that I'm hearing
your
from
dialect.
Other people, and that's the way I use them, right?
Yeah, so I guess you are a product of your culture to a certain extent, aren't you?
Let's say this one thing is at NewYorkTimes.com, right? They could find this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah
probably just search
Google accent quiz or something
New
like
York
that
Times.
New York Times. I think you'd get right there.
Yeah, that's really neat. Okay.
Not a problem. We have turned to the final page of this chapter, but never fear. Old Kentucky Tales never fails to return. You can download more episodes on iTunes or the NPR One app. If you like what you hear, please leave a review or give us a nice rating. If you did not like it, you never made it through 25 questions like that. Special thanks to our producer, Todd Birdsong, the Paducah School of Art and Design, and WKMS, and the rest is history.